Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the third ingredient, with the number three, the third ingredient.com. That's for my new book. Karen Thomas is here. Karen is a new friend, but not for long. Senior Executive VP of Government Relations and Public Policy at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I encourage you to check it out. Karen, thanks again for being here. For all of the good things, the good deeds that community bankers did during the Paycheck Protection Program period of April, May, June, July, all the way to August 8th, and even now, reconciling those loans, trying to help people get them forgiven, which is going on literally as we speak. There are some things that are being done that could almost turn into no good deed goes unpunished for community banks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. There are a number of different regulations that are keyed to a bank's size. We call it tiered regulation, just like for small businesses. There might be new regulations that kick in once you have 50 employees or whatever. Well, it's a similar thing for community banks, usually based on their asset size. Mm-hmm. So, as we know, for the PPP program, a lot of community banks made a lot of PPP loans, and that ballooned their balance sheet. They were finding themselves tripping up against some asset thresholds that would have required, additional supervision or regulation.
So, an emergency step that they took to save the marketplace put them in a regulatory bind that was never intended to, when it was established, was never intended for something like we've gone through this year.
Exactly. And so we asked the regulators.
A technical trap door.
Exactly. We asked the regulators and Congress to just, let's not include the PPP loans when we're calculating these assets, because they're meant to be temporary, right? Small businesses took down the loans and they expected, once their 8 weeks or 24 weeks passed, they were going to spend it all on payroll and whatnot, and then the loans would be forgiven. So temporary asset growth would inadvertently, put the community banks, subject them to greater supervision and costs and so forth. And we didn't want that to happen. And happily, the regulators are sympathetic to this call, and the FDIC has already relaxed at least one regulation and said, we're just going to count your assets at the end of last year. We're not going to count the PPP loans, and that'll make sure you don't get into this regulatory bind you're talking about.
Well, this is good. And see, folks, this is I don't want to get in the weeds too much here, Karen, but back in 08 and 09, a commercial banks who had commercial loans were put into a bind by accounting rules called mark to market. They were having to mark down artificially the values of real estate that they were holding mortgages on, that the tenant was still paying the rent. There was no defaults of any kind, but because the values had been artificially reduced, they marked to market, and it created all kinds of problems, and they never fixed that, Karen. We can't let this happen again.
Right. Don't get me started on accounting rules.
Yeah,
accounting is it's theoretical, but when you apply it in the real world, sometimes you have unintended consequences. And obviously what we want to make sure is that banks are there to lend and serve their customers as best they can without some of these artificial constraints.
Right. Well, one of the things that I think what small business owners should get out of this is that your banker wants your PPP loan to be forgiven. If nothing else, you should get that from our conversation, folks. Because when they get that loan forgiven, which is happening right now, right and left, thousands a day, I guess, are being forgiven by the SBA. These are forms that have already been turned in, and the money is being refunded to the bank, which is taking that loan off the balance sheet of the bank, helping them to stay below that threshold, that FDIC threshold, and so they want. Don't think that your banker doesn't want to hear from you. They want you to have the loans forgiven.
Absolutely. And we're working on a couple of different PPP issues. We want to make that forgiveness process as simple as possible.
Right.
I know some of the different forms are kind of complex and have some small businesses sort of scratching their heads. It's the last thing they need is more paperwork at this time when they're trying to make sure their operations are running smoothly. We want to, some of the small businesses are caught in a little bit of a trap if they have an economic injury disaster loan advance.
Right.
And unfortunately, those are reduced, the forgiveness that you can get, and we would like to see that remedied and make sure that those advances are fully forgiven as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of work we're doing on behalf of not just community banks, but we want to make this program work for the small businesses that need it so much.
Well, small businesses and community banks are in this PPP thing together. we're in this together. We're joined at the hip on this thing. As one goes, so goes the other. So we all need to be working on this, folks. That means that we also need to be letting our members of Congress know that we don't want community banks to get caught into a bind on this. We're going to take a quick break. Come back and talk some more about this with Karen Thomas, Senior Executive VP for Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.